Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
To rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice. We are so glad, Jesus the Savior. He gave us the power to rejoice. He gave us another to rejoice. He gave us the power to rejoice. We are so glad, Jesus the Savior. Hallelujah, Raja, hallelujah, Raja, Jesus gave us the freedom to Raja, hallelujah, Raja, hallelujah, Raja, we are so glad, Jesus the freedom, hallelujah, Raja, hallelujah, Raja, Jesus gave us the freedom to Raja, hallelujah, Raja, hallelujah. We are so glad, Jesus the Savior. He gave you the power to rejoice. He gave you the power to rejoice. He gave you the spirit to rejoice. We are so glad, Jesus the Savior. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. As the freedom. To rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice. We are so glad, Jesus the Savior. He gave us the power to rejoice. He gave me the money to rejoice. He gave me the power to rejoice. We are so glad, Jesus the Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Who the song set free is free. Who the song set free is free. Who the song set free is free. Alone, I am free. I am free. Who the song set free is free. Who the Lord set free. It's free, do the Lord has been. It's free, the praise of love. We are free, I am free, do the Lord has been. It's free, do the Lord has been. It's free, do the Lord has been. It's free, the praise of love. You are free, free indeed. Who the Lord sets free, free. Who the Son sets free, free indeed. The Lord sets free, free indeed. Praise the Lord, I am free. Jesus set me free, I am free, I am free. Amen. Jesus set me free. I am free. I am free. Amen. Jesus set you free. You are free. You are free. Amen. Jesus set us free. We are free. We are free. Amen. Jesus set you free. I am free. I am free. Amen. Jesus set you free. I am free. I am free. Jesus set us free. We are free. We are free indeed. He set me free with the Holy Ghost power. He's down in my soul. This very hour, he made me whole. He made me free. He set me free, free, free. The Holy Ghost power. He set me free with the Holy Ghost power. Deep down in my soul, this very hour, he made me whole. He made me free. He set you free, free, free with the Holy Ghost power. He set me free. We know who to look for. He set you free. We know who to look for. Deep down in your soul, be very hour. He made me whole. He made me free. He set me free. We know who to look for. He set us free with the Holy Ghost. He set me free with the Holy Ghost. He set you free with the Holy Ghost. Set my spirit free that I may go before you. Set my spirit free, that I may walk safely. Let oppression go, that I may move on through. Lord, set my spirit free, that I may go before you. Let oppression go, that I may move on through. Set my spirit free, that I may glorify you. Let oppression go, that I may move on through. Set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Let oppression go, that I may move on through. Set my spirit free, that I may glorify you. Let oppression go, that I may move on through. Set my spirit free, that I may go before you. Let oppression go, that I may move on through. Set my spirit free, that I may go before you. Let oppression go, that I may move on through. Set our spirit free, that we may glorify you. Let oppression go, that we may move on through. Set our spirit free, that we worship you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Happy Independence to all our friends and brothers and sisters and relations and partners and associates all over the world. Happy Independence Day to everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a great time to celebrate independence of the United States right here in the U.S. I want to thank God for bringing us thus far, even though so many things have happened with the coronavirus and all the deaths around, and people are sick, some are in the hospital, some are in quarantine, some are going through all kinds of things. These are very sad things that have happened, but there's nothing we could do about it. Everybody has prayed, everybody has tried, the doctors and the nurses and the hospitals and the pharmacies and the government. Everyone has tried. But by the grace of God, it will end one day. Everything is back to normal. This is not the first time the world experienced things like this. There was one that was worse, where millions of people died. They call it the Mexican the Mexican virus that came several years ago, and they killed millions of people all over the world. That one was even worse than this. But the world has been going through all these from time to time. Not to talk about First World War and Second World War and all the rest of these, and then September 11, and then all kinds of things. Tsunamis, victims, and the earthquakes and all these things. But Jesus spoke about them in Matthew 24 when he talked about the end times and the things that are going to be happening. So we are not new to these. You know, we want to sympathize with families that have been bereaved. Several people have died left and right, front and back, but we want to sympathize, accept our condolence, and we pray God to receive the vaccine that has been affected in the name of Jesus. Pray for encouragement to every family at this time who are going through all kinds of things. We pray for restoration and the love and the joy of God. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. That's the word of God we shared last week. Yes, the joy of the Lord is on the inside. The presence of peace, the peace, Prince of Peace is inside of us. So we have peace like a river. An author was defining peace. He said that peace is not the absence of war. Peace is not the absence of trouble. The peace is inner quietness, inner calm, inner tranquility in the midst of turbulence. There is turbulence. But on the inside, there is peace like a river. That's what it is. Because those who are in Christ Jesus, we have peace like a river. A thousand will fall by our side, and a thousand by our left hand. It shall not come near our dwelling. We live in the covenant of Abraham, the blood of Jesus covers us, and the arrow that flies by day doesn't return, neither shall the terrors that move it by night. In the name of Jesus, that applies to you too. Oh, yes, you got to be a covenant child of God. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Got to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. You got to stay right under the blood. Got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. No harm, 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 no harm. The devil can do you no harm. You gotta stay right under the blood. Rakabote, Indoria, Amblundo, Ekis, Interia. The blood of Jesus is our defense. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is on our doorpost, is on our lintel. The blood of Jesus is on our forehead. The blood of Jesus cover all our going down and coming in. The blood of Jesus cover our vehicles. The blood of Jesus cover you and your family. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things. That blood is a special blood that was shed on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. That blood, Harakaboki, that Imbladayeki, say there's something about that blood, Harakaboka. Hey, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's the book of Revelation, that's right. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we have two weapons, the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of their testimony. Oh, yes. And so when the spirit of death is passing, Exodus chapter 12, the spirit of death, then he's passing the hey, he's passing. The spirit of death, that Apollyon, that vampire, that blood sucking demon, he's going to see the blood of Jesus and he's going to pass over you. He's passing over me. He's passing over all. That blood avails for all. The blood of Jesus speaks life into our lives. The blood of Jesus speaks healing and deliverance. The blood of Jesus speaks blessing and prosperity into our lives, our families, our homes, our finances, the blood of Jesus avails for us. The blood of Jesus. Hey, Ricky Buska, you got to be under the blood of the type of things that are happening today, you can tell that the spirit of death is just passing by. But guess what? You see the blood of Jesus on your forehead, the blood of Jesus on your doorpost, the blood of Jesus on your car, the blood of Jesus on your children and your family, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, he speaks life and life more abundantly. And the spirit of death passed over. It goes somewhere. Say, Rikabuka, Indaria, Imblandoro, Kilege, Andoria. May you come under the blood of Jesus right now. Give your life to Jesus. Be born again, be saved, be sanctified, in the holy life. And let the blood begin to speak life to you. Let the blood begin to speak joy. Let the blood of Jesus avail for you and your family. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the blood of it for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. The blood of it for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood available for you. Yeah, once loved, but now you're found. Was blind, but now you see. I love to say the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Jesus loves me this time, but the Bible tells me so. It was a healing long day that we must heal from. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. His blood avails for you. Yeah, I was lost, but now I was blind, but now you see. Yes, now let's come back home. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Wishing you all the way from Langham, Maryland, Archbishop Stephen John Diocolo coming your way with the living word of God today. I'm led to share with you on the topic, the real independence. We're talking about independence now. And every nation has independence. So many nations and people have independence. Oh, yes, independence is to be free from foreign domination, to be free from external rule, external domination. It is more of a political terminology, but also it has the spiritual aspect of it. Oh, yes, it's not just only political, there's the spiritual aspect of independence. Not enough to say we are independent of Britain, we are independent of this country, we are independent of the French country, we are independent of this, I'm independent of that. It's very easy to be talking on this. But guess what? John chapter 8, verse 32 and 33, if the Son of God has set you free, then you are free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Which independence do you have? You don't have Jesus Christ to set you free. Oh, yes. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the one that gives you the real independence from sin, independence from sickness, independence from coronavirus, independence from untimely death, independence from the devil, independence from Satan, independence from witches or wizards, independence from poverty, independence. Jesus is the one that gives independence. And yet the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, yeah, that's the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. He said, the Lord is that Spirit. The Lord God Almighty is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. The word liberty means freedom. Freedom is the independence we're talking about. So, the source of independence is God itself. Oh, yes. Because I hear a lot of countries talking about independence. Well, politically, you are correct. You are independent of another foreign country. You are now free to have your own government, have your own leaders, have your own, you set up your own government and all that. Politically, yes, that's good. But guess what? Where is the independence? Where is independent? With all these things going on, you are not independent yet. You are not even independent yet. Until the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, comes into your country and begins to rule and reign supreme. Because he's the owner of peace. He brings peace and joy and love and blessings and everything. But we rejected Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. We said we don't need Bible in the school. That's what we said. We said we don't need prayer in the school. Oh, yes. We don't need the Bible. We don't need Christianity. We don't need God. We don't need Holy Spirit. We don't need Jesus. We don't need preaching. We don't need. Right now, they are burning churches in China, in Africa, in some parts of the world. They are burning. They say they don't want Christianity again. This is what Russia did before, and they repented. They regretted doing that. Somebody keeps going back to go and destroy churches and burning them, killing servants of God all over the world. And they think they will go for free. No. Judgment is around the corner. And the judgment has started. Oh, yes. The righteous judge. By the way, he's the righteous judge. He's the righteous judge. Judge, passing judgment. And nobody will ask him. Because what is happening now, you can't even control anything. You can't stop anything. You can't handle anything. You don't know where it comes. You don't know. Everything is just happening. So judgment is already there. And more judgment is coming. Oh, yes. Because people have not learned their lesson. Let me tell you this. September 11, we are all here. And for the first time, people started rushing to church. In the whole of New York and all those places. Not only New York, all over the United States, people were going to buy Bibles. The report showed in the news that more people went to buy Bibles than any other time in this country. And people ran into churches when it's the first time for that. People were praying in the streets of America. People said that and said, God, please, God, oh God, forgive us. Have mercy upon us. Yes. And we haven't learned our lesson. We are still pushing God away. We don't need Christ. We don't need. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. When you drive peace away, trouble will not enter. This two don't mean. If you don't want the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's okay. Now, get ready. Do you know that since we drove Bible away from school, drove Christianity, drove prayer away, drove everything away, the devil has been having a field day in the school, all over the place. Go to the school. They are shooting themselves every day. Go to the school and see what's going on there. They are killing themselves over there. And this is not the will. This is not independent. We need to be independent of Satan. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Be really dependent. Christ in you, the hope of glory. As many as receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive him into your heart, into your life, let him be your personal Lord and Savior. That is when you have gained independence. The independence is you and Christ, Christ in you. And he gives you the joy of the Lord. How come you don't have time? You don't worship God. You don't have God. And you say, now, let me shock you. Do you know that the original founder of the United States of America, starting from people like George Washington, General George Washington, named Washington, D.C. after him, and prime leaders, righteous men and women of God who were prayerful and committed to the things of God, they laid the foundation for the growth of this country, for the development. And what were their keys? The Bible. Because in the currency, the dollar, in God we trust. Look at the dollar. Look at the dollar very well. In God we trust. That's what is written on the dollar. Which means, several years ago, some people who believe in God, they were in charge of this country. And that is what brought us up to now. It is like that all over the country. When you throw God away and throw Jesus away and throw the Bible away, throw churches away, throw the word of God away, what will remain will be Satan and his demons. And they are coming for you. That is what it is. Oh, yes. There's no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. Either Jesus is in charge or the devil will come in and begin to steal and kill and destroy. That's what's going on. So, I can't know what is happening now. I'm seeing in the news hundreds of students are into prayer. People are going into prayer and repentance and asking God for forgiveness. That's very good. That is what we need. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven and I will heed their land. That's the word of God. Proverbs 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and then turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will hear from heaven, and then I will heal the land. God's not going to heal early now. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will heal them. Love. But nobody has come from their wicked ways. The whole place is littered with wickedness, killing and shooting and destruction of life and property. That's what is going on. Nobody has come from their wicked ways yet. And so God is not healing any land yet. God is just not going to heal any land. No, it's not going to happen. Because 2 Chronicles 7:14. He made it clear that in my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and then turn from their wicked ways. There are four things there. In 2 Corinthians 7. Seek my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and then finally turn from their wicked ways. There must be a turning point, turn from their wickedness. Then God said, I will heal land. God is not going to heal any land yet. Until we stop all this stupidity and foolishness, God is not healing any land. No. So know where you can kneel down on somebody's neck and depending for 8 minutes. The person is shouting, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And you were very happy to kneel down on somebody's neck until you make sure that is strangulation. You are strangling human beings, and it's happening all over the place. Open the news. You mean you can strangle human beings? That's what you are doing here. You have invited a curse upon your life. God, that is what Cain did to Abel. Cain just killed Abel for nothing's sake. Why did God accept this one? God did not accept my husband. Then he deceived the boy and went down. Kill the boy to me, not knowing that he just trouble just started. Then the Bible says the blood of Abel cried for vengeance. That blood, far away in Genesis, the blood went to heaven and laid a complaint before the Almighty God. And we slain of justice. God, that the righteous judge, he said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Because that's what the scripture says. God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord of hosts. Read the Bible. God himself, he said, danger belongs to me, I will repay, said the Lord of hosts. Read the scripture. Blood of Abel went to heaven and laid a complaint before the Almighty God for no just cause. For no reason, my life has been terminated. God, you are the righteous judge. Avenge for me. Heaven responded. Heaven responded immediately and Cain was in trouble. And God came down and asked a question. Cain, where is your brother? And God is still asking that question today. Where is your brother? Where is your sister? Where is your friend? Where are your people? What's going on? And stupid Cain was bold enough to tell God, say, am I my brother? And that is what he said. Tell me that you are not your brother, you are not your sister. In fact, that's what you are saying. Saying that one, he said it to God. Then the Bible says that God was angry. God became more angry. And he cursed him forever. I told you, a human being should curse him up, God. You better have a human being to curse you, not God Almighty. When God curses you, you are cursed forever. It goes to the fourth generation. If you don't know the implication, I will tell you the implication. The curse was not just for Cain. It goes to the fourth generation. That's what it is. You say you are not your brother. You were bold enough to be careless with your neighbor. And God says, love your neighbor as yourself. God is love. Where is love? It is hatred all over the place. For no reason, you can just be killing people like you better not kill people. Because what is happening? Only one George Floyd, only one boy, the whole world turned around. Only one boy. The day you want to kill the wrong person, this act will just end. Everything will just end. End like that. The whole world will just end like that. Did you imagine that all these things happen? So It is time for you to repent and turn away from your wicked way. God can heal this land. There's no healing yet until you turn from your wicked way. And then John chapter 3 says, if you repent, you shall likewise perish. All over the place is greed and selfishness. The whole place, look around. Look at the newspaper. Look at the media. The only thing you will be hearing now is this man is the richest man of the world. This man is the richest man in Africa. This woman is the richest woman in the world. This man is the richest woman in the Philippines. This one is the richest person. This one is a billionaire. This one is a billionaire. This one, who cares? Go to hell with your riches. Who cares? People are suffering all over the place. Poor people every year. Jesus fed 4,000 and then he fed another 5,000 people. Read the scripture. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He fed 4,000 people on one occasion. On another occasion, the same Jesus fed another 5,000 people. What Jesus is telling you is that it's about love your neighbor as yourself. It's about you being concerned. And you are going to die and leave all this wealth and riches. It's appointed unto man once to die after that judgment. It's a cause that give account of himself under the law. You will give account of your life to Jesus. On the last day, you shall come before God and you will give a report of your life. And do you know what you want to go and say in heaven? You want to go and thank God that you have billions and billions and billions and millions and billions of wealth and riches and houses and buildings, airplanes and aircraft. You pile it up and then that is all you did. You get to detach, you wicked people. I know you not. You did not conquer the gospel. You did not support even the church. He did not support the work of God on earth. All he did was to earn a title for yourself. I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. And who cares? Perish with your money. Perish! Perish with your money. Who needs you? Nobody wants you anywhere. All your wealth is speaking rats. It has no meaning to anybody. If you will not support the gospel of Jesus Christ and help the poor and the needy and conquer the work of God on earth, you have no report to give to God when you leave the earth. Because Peter says, if your thoughts shall come before God, and we shall give a report of our life. Don't go there, don't go to heaven and give a report that all you did was to hide the wealth and riches and hide them in bags, hide all of them. And then you come and you tell people that you're billionaire. Who asks you? Is anybody asking you now? Does it matter again? You are going to die and leave those things. And other people will eat there. It does not mean anything. It is what you do for God that will matter. Listen, it is what you do for the kingdom of God that is going to matter. Nobody will ask you, what did you? How much do you have in your bank account? What it matters is what you were able to do for the kingdom's sake. What did you do for God? What did you do for the gospel? What did you do to make the work of God move on? You didn't do anything. You just said, get out of my sight, you wicked generation. I know you not. The cast away into the lake of fire. So that was one part. Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man rejected Jesus Christ. Lazarus, though he was poor, he served the Lord. Lazarus was a poor man. He served the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he died, the Bible says, the angel carried me to the bosom of Abraham. He was there with God. And the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes. He said, Lazarus, Send me some water to drink. Oh. It's too late to cry. When the head has been up, it's just too late to cry. You are telling Lazarus to leave heaven, to come and meet you in hell, to give you water to drink. There's nothing like that. And the answer was death. There is no power Lazarus can leave heaven here and then go to hellfire to come and meet you and then give you water to drink. And by the way, how much water can he carry to come and meet you? Because you are going to be there for billions of years. Oh, yes. The one that you are going to be in hellfire for millions and billions of years. You are not going to come out. You are there forever. Your eternity is there in hellfire. And you are bold enough to tell Lazarus to come and give you water in hellfire. There's nothing like that. Lazarus is not going to do anything like that. You are going to perish inside that place. The Bible says the worm dieth not. The worm is there. He will be eating you, and you will be screaming and crying and screaming all day long, all night. And give your life to Jesus and become born again. Except a man be born again of water and of the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus was making that statement in John chapter 3. Except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I don't care how many times you went to church daily, how many times you fast and pray, how many times, nobody cares. Jesus made it very, very clear. What is really important now is that you must be born again. Yes, it's good to have independence, but where are you going when you don't have Christ? Christ in you is the source of love. You don't have independence yet until Jesus has come into your life and dwell in you. You don't have independence yet until Christ has taken over the earth, has taken over, you put Christ where he belongs. Lord, over the whole world, pray for everyone who has had this word today that Jesus Christ is the owner of independence. He gives you independence, not just political independence. Jesus Christ gives you independence from sin, from sickness, from devils, from demons. He came to redeem you, he came to die for you, shed his blood. For the remission of your sin, by his stripes you were healed, is the one that can make you to be independent. There's no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Thank God for the opportunity to share with you today. And I know God has blessed you really good. May you be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, may Christ dwell in you and reign in you. May you have him as your personal Lord and Savior. May you be blessed and be prospered. In the name of Jesus, may you receive the independence that Jesus Christ provided for you on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords will come into your life and dwell in you richly. And so that when you leave this earth, heaven will be your home. Everyone you know, email it to them, text it to them, tweet it to them, say it to them, forward it to them, let them know the truth, that the truth is present. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Happy independence for every one of you. Independence of Jesus. Independence of the Holy Ghost. Receive that independence that comes from Calvary in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed, be healed, be prospered, be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the touch of God in your life. In Jesus' for listening. Feel free to email us ourmiracletv@gmail.com. ourmiracletv@gmail.com. 40-552-5899 or 202-460-7111. These are love fields, and we love you too. God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ.